Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Saturday morning. Welcome to Women in Solutions. My name is Suzanne Marie, and I am the host here. For years, I've wanted to help other women with whatever issue they're having in their life, because there were many times in my life where I had problems and I couldn't find solutions. I struggled a lot in the past with addiction of all kinds, sick relationships that were unhealthy and violent, running this way, running that way, never really knowing who to turn to, who I could trust, hitting brick walls. I believe all of my issues have come from my childhood, and I believe that goes for everyone. We bring into our adulthood all the garbage that is still hanging on to us. It's time to bring about a solution now, and that is why I've created this radio show, just for that. For all women out there who would like to share their stories here and then working together to find solutions to help us find a better way of life, a life filled with peace, happiness, some balance instead of the chaos that has surrounded so many of us in our lives, I invite you to call in and share. Our guest call-in number is 347-855-8517. You're able to remain anonymous if you so choose. This is a safe haven, a place of refreshment and upliftment. It is hopefully a place to heal and become your true authentic self. And hello to all of you there again. I'm so happy to be back again to chat and hopefully get some call-ins. In the meantime, I'd like to share my past week. For some reason, I was filled with apprehension, feeling a little lost, and I posted on Facebook my feelings. Sometimes I have a problem with that. I feel like I don't want to post anything that's really negative, but I posted anyway, and I got some really wonderful, loving responses back, and it was kind of a release of some sort, and so I went to bed. Today, I woke up with a new vision. It's as if the fog had cleared. So I was wondering, what's happening here? The last few days have been so sketchy. And today, I'm clear-headed, like I'm on a new path, a path of knowing where I'm supposed to be going. It's so weird. But anyway, I always wake up affirming that today is a new day, a day of refreshment, a day to start over, and a day to press that reset button, affirming that I love myself. My friend Lisa Lamont says, do mirror love. Each morning, look in the mirror and say, good morning. I love you so much. What can I do for you today? Now, to me, that feels really empowering. It sets the mood for the day for me, along with my praying, meditation, and affirming work that I do. When the days are a little foggy, I just have to keep going on until the fog lifts, because I know it will. That is one thing I'm certain of. Nothing ever stays the same. Change is imminent. So as I move forward with this day, I remain uplifted and positive and working on myself. Make this a happy and joyful Saturday for yourselves, and I will see you all again in Women in Solutions. Bye-bye.